Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My parents had a very interesting retirement. They wanted to assure empty nest. So instead of throwing us out, they left. And they went to the hills of Fancy Gap, Virginia. We all lived in New York. It was at least 10 hours. Thought that was an interesting thing. They also had a very interesting retirement in that some of the habits that they had in their working years spilled over to retirement. Daddy loved to work the graveyard shift. He would work from 11 at night till 7 or 8 in the morning. And he continued that practice when he retired. He was up at all hours of the night. We could call at any time and find somebody up in the house. That was wonderful, especially when I was a younger adult and I needed help or I needed advice. I knew I could call at 2 or 3 in the morning and somebody would be up. They were also quite responsive, even though they fled from us, which probably attributed to their longevity. They were at the ready whenever we needed them. So when I had my son Robert, I was 40 years old, had very competent people in the house. My husband is the baby whisperer. He takes care of the nursery. He knew how to take care of babies. My sister lived with us, and she was a nurse, very competent. But I still wanted my parents. And so when they called to see how I was doing, they said, well, we'll be coming in a few days. Now, granted, they were 75 and 80 at the time, so they were not young people. I said, come now. And they did. They threw stuff in the car and drove for many hours and then stayed 2 months because I knew that. Now, I can't say my household is the same. In fact, when my parents would come to our house, my mother would declare, you are the most boring people on the planet. Because at 10 o'clock, lights were out. Still the same way. 10 o'clock, the lights are out. And if unless a limb is falling off, you better not call me at 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm like the friend at midnight that Jesus talked about that said, leave me alone. I'm in bed, the door's locked, the kids are with me, don't bother me. My parents were much more like the father. This is not a good thing. Let me get another. I think that'll be better. I was reminded when Jesus was praying in a certain place, and I love that particular passage because the man who wrote it, the Gospel of Luke, he was always very precise. Whenever Jesus was doing something or there was a monumental event, he would say it was in this place, it was at this time. And here is a monumental event. Jesus is giving us the Lord's Prayer, which has been repeated by billions of people over so many centuries. And he said he was in a certain place. And the reason he said that was because prayer was so natural to Jesus that the disciples could not tell Luke when that particular event took place. So here he is praying because Jesus prayed all the time, and the disciples said, teach us how to pray. But they weren't talking about, give us another prayer that we can recite, even though that's what we did with it, because they had many prayers to recite. Think about it. The disciples were heirs of the Jewish faith, and the Jewish faith had prayers for everything, prayers for meals, prayers when you were sad, prayers when you were happy. We have 150 chapters of prayers in the book of Psalms. They had all the prayers they needed for every occasion. It wasn't that they needed one more prayer to recite. What they needed was the heart of prayer. They wanted to hear from Jesus how he connected with God, because he connected so effortlessly. And he called the great God of the universe, the transcendent power, Father. And this was so unique to the disciples. They said, we want to pray like you do. We want to have that same experience with God. So he gave them a very simple prayer to pray, but it was more the heart of the prayer. One of the things he said was, you don't have to wait until the Sabbath. You don't have to wait until you have one thing to ask. He said, give us this day our daily bread. That means we ask every single day. And he gave that wonderful example of the friend of at midnight. And often preachers have said, that means that you have to keep on asking God. But I'm not sure that's what it means. It means that our needs are so pressing, that even in the middle of the night, there are times we have to have some connection. And he said, even at those times, when nobody else will answer you, God will. I remind myself of my parents at 2 a.m. when I call to say, I need a recipe, or I need advice. It wasn't really big stuff, but I knew they were there, and that I could ask them anything, and they wouldn't turn me away. And that's the God we serve. Our prayers are persistent because we have persistent need. And so we pray. And then he goes on to say, if you ask, you'll receive. If you seek, you'll find. And if you knock, the door will be open. And that part of the prayer always bothered me, because I have asked and not received. I have sought and not found. Am I the only one who's experienced that? And then somebody will be helpful and say to me, well, that's God's will. Okay, is it God's will when a child dies? Is it God's will when planes crash into buildings? That's saying something about God that I'm not sure we want to go through. And the implication is pretty awful, and I think we say it to make ourselves feel better. Because God is a God of goodness and grace and peace, and all good things come from the hand of God. So what does that mean? And I thought about it. There are many prayers that I have prayed that have not been answered. But listen to me. There have been many things I have not prayed for that I have been given, because I didn't even know to pray for them. We hear that verse of scripture where it says that we don't know how to pray as we ought, and the Holy Spirit within will pray to the Father for what we actually need. So there's many gifts, there's many joys that I have had that I've never even known to pray for, and yet God has given me. And so we need to think about that. The next time we say, God didn't answer that, but how many good gifts have we been given that we never asked for? That is the God of grace and the God of mercy. He says, if a kid asks you for something, especially food, you're not going to give a child something bad like a snake. They ask for an egg or a scorpion. You're not going to do that. You're going to give the kid what he needs. And he said, if you then, I love how he describes humanity, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give you the stuff you ask for? Is that what was said? We'll see who was paying attention to the scripture. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Well, what is the Holy Spirit? That is the animating Spirit of God, who was present in creation, who brought all of life into being. It was the animating Spirit of God who breathed life into humanity. It was the animating Spirit of God that when Ezekiel saw a valley of dry bones and all sorts of dead bodies around, the Spirit of God breathed into those bodies and they became a living army of people. It's the animating Spirit of God who breathed into Jesus and he was risen from the dead. It's says, if that kind of spirit is within us, it gives us life to our bodies. And what does that mean? It means that when we are in joy, when there's beauty all around us in joy, that animating spirit of God helps us to fully live into that moment. It means that when we are in sorrow, the animating spirit of God gives us what we need to go through the darkness. It means that when we have problems and we can't solve them and can't figure it out, it's that creative spirit of God who created this entire planet who is within us. And this is the gift of the Holy Spirit that is given to us for every situation. So when we pray, we're like the friend at midnight. And no matter what time it is, God is there. And when we are in need, it is God who is present with us. And when we can't see our way through, it is God who gives us that gift of the Holy Spirit. When we pray, we ask, and we ask, and we ask again, and God never turns us away, never aggravated with us. Like I would be aggravated if my kid called me at 2 a.m. Always there, always present, always ready to give us the power and the spirit of God within. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the shades of night away. Turn my darkness into day. Lord, we praise you especially for all the times that we knew not what to pray, and you answered us. We ask that you would keep us in your grace and mercy this week. In Jesus' name, amen.